He is the founder of Craigslist. Please welcome to the program, Craig Newmark. Craig!
How are you, my friend? Please.
Craig, welcome.
I'm very glad to be here.
Let me ask you a question. And this is, why is it that horny people seem to have so many afternoons free?
Well, let's just say that they're at work, they're bored, and they have good broadband connections.
And this is how it starts. When did you start Craigslist?
Just about 12 years ago. I was working at a company in San Francisco, and I was seeing a lot of people giving each other a break. Figured I should do some of that.
In terms of?
Well,
afternoon delight is what you're suggesting.
Well, we're about serving everyday human needs.
Yes.
We started more with jobs and places to live, but...
Yeah, how quickly that changes.
Well, we can see who's spending time looking there, John.
Is that true?
Yes.
All right. What is it? First of all, you created this company, and you should be flying around in jets and doing terrible things to people that you force to be subservient to you. And yet, you are still involved in customer relations. You're still answering emails.
Yeah, I spend my time, full time, doing customer service. Usually means answering emails. There's sometimes problems, let's say with. Somebody needing a hand or somebody reporting what could be a petty scam.
Now, when you say petty scam, would that include saying you're 26 and athletic and ready for anything, and then it turns out that you're 45 and dude?
That has been an issue. We get small scams like involving letters from, let's say Nigeria. Bigger scams, coming out of Washington, we try to do what we can.
Now, but the most amazing thing about it, and the thing that I think seems to work about it, is that you haven't sold the company to a larger entity that now has to make more money off it. Is that why it's still so successful?
Well, that's part of the whole culture of trust thing we got going. The deal is people ask Jim, who really runs the company, and me, why don't we sell out? And, we just don't need the money. We've never taken investment. We don't know what we do with that much money. You know, we know some of those guys back in Silicon Valley, and they're not any happier than anyone. And some of them have
really,
so much...
Really? You don't think that maybe being able to dip your balls in gold wouldn't... And I'm not saying every day. I'm just saying that, let's say, hey, it's Tuesday. Let's go ball dipping.
Well, if I had that much money, I'd probably be tempted to grow a comb forward.
Uh-huh.
And put my name on it.
Get a little
things.
Crazy with yourself. The thing to me that strikes me is, I'm sure that people now look at your site and think, if I buy this, I will. It's like MySpace or YouTube. They buy it, and then they have to make money off it. What they don't realize is the internet is infinite. And so what will happen is, as you start to try, and I guess they would call it monetize your site, people just make another one to get that same service.
Well, that's what people generally do on the net. Sometimes it's a good idea. And on the one hand, somebody tries to make a fast buck. Sometimes, though, somebody else does a much better job of it than you do. And in our case, if someone serves our community better than we do, we're screwed.
It's populist. Now, why are they referring to your method and trying to learn about Al-Qaeda? I've heard that the Pentagon wants to talk about these decentralized sites because they feel like it will give them insight into Al-Qaeda.
Well, they're giving us a little too much credit. But the deal is that organizations which are spread out power among lots of people,
right,
they're more resilient, they're more robust. Like if you cut the head off a centralized organization, they're dead. But if the organization is a network and has a lot of heads, can't kill it.
And so they want to learn from that. Because here's what I think you could do is the plan. Let's say you throw somebody out on the Craigslist that advertises for, I'm a hot 24-year-old lady looking for a 6'6" thin Muslim guy for a little afternoon delight. And then He shows up to your place in Hoboken, boom, you got Bin Laden. Done. They're not thinking. They're not thinking like you and me. First of all, thank you very much for coming on the show, and I appreciate it, and thank you for helping me sell my futon.
Hey, thanks. thanks for the show.
Stop it.